You're listening to SBS News.
Children as young as 10 will continue to be eligible for arrest and charges for at least another year as the nation's top law officials put off a decision on raising the age of criminal responsibility. Activist lawyers and health professionals urged Australia's Attorneys General to use a law reform meeting today to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14 years. But New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman says the council is yet to be convinced.
Well, I think it is ambitious to raise the age to 14 without any carve-outs. I don't want to prejudge what material is put forward to us. We remain to be convinced, but the reason why the further work is being done is so that if people want to convince us, they can.
Australia has been criticised by the United Nations for having one of the lowest ages of criminal responsibility compared to many other developed nations. Judy Cashmore is a professor of socio-legal research and policy at the University of Sydney. She says the process needs to move faster.
We know that some children offend, they push the boundaries, they make risky, wrong decisions, are under the influence of peers and so on and do the wrong thing. But holding them responsible in that way under the criminal law is not going to be the best way of dealing with them and is likely to lead them down the wrong path further.
Mr. Speakman says he's unsure if all Australian states will reach a consensus on the issue and that more work needs to be done to find alternatives for young offenders facing the prison system.
And that is where further work needs to be done. What are the therapeutic interventions, the behavioural interventions, the social support, the educational interventions that offending children need if they're not going to be dealt with by the criminal justice system?
Amnesty International says there were almost 600 children aged from 10 to 13 behind bars in Australia over a year. The group estimates two-thirds are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. Professor Cashmore says alternatives to prison must be culturally sensitive. One method is known as restorative justice.
If people are worried that children are going to get away with committing offences, then restorative justice is a means by which they acknowledge that they did the wrong thing and apologise. And we know, for example, that that's probably one of the best means of children taking responsibility and recognising and getting support and what else they need in their lives that would take them down a different pathway.
Mr. Speakman also discussed a Black Lives Matter rally planned in Sydney this week. It comes as organisers lost their appeal against a New South Wales Supreme Court ruling prohibiting the protest. Over the weekend, Aboriginal activist Auntie Rhonda Dixon-Grosvenor said whatever the court outcome, the organisers plan to risk arrest and go ahead with the rally.
For over 230 years, the Gadigal people and the Bidjigal people and the 29 clans of the Sydney Basin have been suffering with the victimisation and brutality, the racism that has been inflicted on Aboriginal people all over Australia.
But Mr. Speakman agreed with the Supreme Court ruling that the possibility of community transmission of COVID-19 makes the event too risky.
So I urge everyone tomorrow not to engage in some sort of mass gathering. Where social distancing is impossible, the health risk, the public health risk to the protesters, to their loved ones, to anyone they come in contact with and the wider community of New South Wales is just too great to risk an outbreak. We've seen in Victoria what happens when numbers explode exponentially. We don't want to see that in New South Wales.
The council also decided on planned reforms to defamation laws and to form a working group for the possible development of a nationally consistent approach to regulate access to digital records upon death for limited decision-making. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.